The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Unpost. MyBills.ie. Help save time with bill payment online for free. Unpost. Do more.
Welcome back to the programme. Well, we're returning to France, but for a different reason this time, because we want to join Stephen Roach, Tour de France World Championship winner in cycling, is to lead tomorrow's parade in Dublin. Stephen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Maureen. How are you?
I'm very, very well indeed. Were you surprised to be asked?
I was, yes. I mean, there was something I never really gave much attention to. I thought it was kind of really important people that got the kind of a role, you know. And, you know, it's been a long time since my sort of terminated my career and everything else. So, you know, you thought it would have been more or less then rather than now, you know.
And but, what will your functions be?
Basically, I suppose, be in front of the parade, basically open it and be available like, for media. And basically be an ambassador for the parade. Like, I'm kind of, I feel very proud and honoured to have been asked to do it. And so, I mean, whatever has to be done, I'll do it. I know there's a cocktail of all kinds of things planned from tomorrow morning early. And, like, you know, breakfast, there's some media work to do as well. So, as well as just being in the front of the parade. So, I'm really looking forward to doing whatever has to be done and to being a good ambassador and Grand Marshal for the 2014 Paris Day Parade.
Are you living full-time in France now?
I'm living full-time in France, yeah. I commute an awful lot still, so it's very central for me living here in the south of France to commute my business in Mallorca, business in UK, a little bit in Ireland. So it's very easy for me to commute from here. It's very central. The family are all here, so it's very, very central for me. But, of course, my ties are always with home. And this year, as we all know, the Tour of Italy is starting this year in Belfast. And I've been working very closely with the Northern Ireland Tours Board and the Irish Tours Board to make this whole thing a success. So I'm in Ireland very regularly now at the moment, doing some promotional work.
I gather Sean Kelly's not happy with the level of promotion that's been given to that.
I heard recently he wasn't very happy with it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that up until now, things have been rather quiet. I know in Northern Ireland, they've been doing an awful lot of homework, an awful lot of preparation to get started on promoting it at the moment. I know in the South, it's very quiet, definitely. I don't know why that is, but like I can guarantee you there are things coming up now in the next few weeks that are going to kind of go into kind of final phase mode. And there's an awful lot of communication and marketing being done over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, I just hope that the cycling this year, this time around, doesn't miss the boat again, because they missed it in 98 for different reasons, but they missed the boat.
Well, I mean, they missed the boat really because of the drugs, wasn't it, at that stage?
Well, it wasn't only that. I mean, the drugs happened in 1998, but, I mean, the problem was the build-up to the tour start in Dublin in 98 should have been maybe capitalised more on by the Federation, but wasn't. So whatever happened after was, yes, definitely a problem. But the homework wasn't much done before either.
Right.
Whereas this time around, Cycling Ireland has that together, and we have seen great progress over the last couple of years and some great cyclists coming through the system. So
do you
hopefully
think,
it'll capitalise on this time around.
Do you think cycling has or will recover from all the scandals?
Of course it will. You know, it's unfortunately the, you know, the emphasis stayed on cycling, where it has always been a general society problem and other sports as well, but focus has always stayed in cycling. But cycling has done its most and its utmost to clear itself of drugs and cheats, and other sports are benefiting from it in the background. So, you know, everything has been done to rid the sport of cheats, and hopefully someday the whole thing will be totally clear, although I know it's going to be very difficult.
Excuse me, your son Nicholas is doing very well, and your nephew Dan Martin is doing very well. Will they be taking part in the Giro d'Italia?
Yes, both of them are taking part, and you know, for different reasons. It's all kind of, there's no real need to fight for them to get them to come to the Giro, because Danielle is riding this Giro this year as leader of the Garmin team, and Nicholas will be riding it as leader of the Saxo Tinkoff team. And strictly because generally Nicholas rides well in the Vuelta, which is in September. And this year, Contador said he wants to ride to win the Vuelta, which means Nicholas will be only riding a second role in the Vuelta. So they've given him the first role now in the Giro. So both teams are very strong. Both of them are riding the Tour, the Tour of Italy. You know, hopefully, you know, Sam Bennett might get a ride in it. We might also have Philip Dignan might get a ride in it. But there are other guys out there besides Nicholas and Dan also doing very well, and lesser scale, of course, but they're doing very, very well. So we could have up to four Irish riders actually riding the Giro this year.
Right. OK, well, you're on your way to Ireland as we speak. By the way, did you see the rugby match yesterday?
I was glued to my television and had a big dinner last night with the mayor of my local town, and I arrived 5 minutes late because of the watching the final few minutes of the match. But I was well excused, of course. And the topic, of course, at the aperitif was actually the rugby and Brian O'Driscoll's great ending. And, you know, I was really proud once again to be Irish yesterday, looking at the guys playing the match. They played very, very well, and as they played all through the whole tournament. And I was just a bit kind of... I would have loved to have been in Paris last night for the match, because I think that it reflects something. As when I won the Tour de France in Paris a couple of years ago, there was a great Irish atmosphere there, and I'm quite sure last night in Paris the atmosphere was very similar.
I'm sure it was. You and Charlie Hoy, I think, won that.
Oh, yeah,
one,
Charlie
wasn't
won
it?
The Tour, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, enjoy your role, as they say, and that'll be tomorrow. And while we mentioned, I was asked to do this, the rugby team themselves will be back at 2:30 today, but obviously that parade is tomorrow. Anyway, we take a break.